quarterback situation for Arizona? Have you guys
not that we know.
Any sort of?
No, not that we know. I mean, we're monitoring that, and they're obviously keeping that close to the vest. And but we're going along with our preparations and doing our research on all their possibilities and getting the game plan ready for whoever we think is going to be in there.
How'd your first full day with the team go yesterday, starting, I guess after we talked to you yesterday with actual practice and that whole thing?
I think it went good for me. I don't know. I haven't talked to a lot of them to find out how it was for them. For me, it was good. It was just the most familiar thing that we do as football coaches is get out on the field and get around the players and coach them. And that was the exciting part, and it still always is. It's the part that you enjoy the most. And being around them, I think they had some excitement and bounce in their step, and they flew around pretty good yesterday and thought we had a great practice.
Have you spent any more time thinking about how you would use a timeout, when you would use a timeout, those situations?
Those things have started the process of working on what we're going to do with the game management and situations. As we get further through the week and our game plan and stuff, get the things in that we have to get in through tomorrow, the different segments of the game plan, then the coordinators and I will sit down and really go in detail about what we want to plan, what our thoughts are, what we want to do in all those game situations.
What's your philosophy as far as the practices, long practices, not getting, keeping the bodies fresh this time of year, anything different?
Well, what I want to do, and I said it yesterday, is I want these guys to be fresh. When we're down in Arizona, I want them to be ready to go physically. It's a long season in the NFL. That's just what it is. And the fresher we can keep our guys, and I think the better they'll play on Sunday. And so I'm trying to get them as healthy as I can, as excited as I can, as ramped up as we can, and get ready to go in Arizona.
How are you in terms of butterflies as a player pregame? You are now as an assistant coach, or were as assistant coach, and what do you expect to be like Sunday?
I have no idea what Sunday's going to be like pregame. I haven't even got there yet. Mentally, I'm not at that point yet. I'm still working on what we got to do today, what the priorities are related to the game plan. I don't know. I think it's going to be a surprise to everybody, including me, I think, what happens on Sunday. I don't think it'll be very much different than I am. Any other day, which is serious and focused and trying to give my players and running backs all the information that they need and the support that they need to go out and perform. And I think that's just going to be expanded, and that's going to be my role, giving that to the whole team.
It's tough losing Larson for the game and Gronkowski for the season at the same time. In which direction do you want to go at fullback right now?
Well, I mean, we're going to do whatever we need to do personnel-wise that fits us right now. I mean, injuries are an unfortunate part of the game. And it's a physical game that we play in the NFL, and but we're going to put together the personnel groupings that we feel like give us the best chance, whatever that is.
Other guys on the roster that have played that position before and could potentially do that?
A lot of our guys are cross-trained to play more than one position. The tight ends can be fullbacks, wide receiver switch positions and things of that nature. So we've got, if you will, contingency plans that give us flexibility to move people. But when we put in the game plan, we're putting together the things that we feel give us the best chance with the people that give us the best chance.
I got the impression from you the other day that you're not real big on the idea of playing for next year. You're in the moment, you're in this week. Why is that philosophy? Is that correct, and why isn't that way?
It's 100% correct, and it's what I believe is the right way to do it. I don't want to look any further ahead than where I am right now. And I've got a great opportunity with this football team to go to Arizona. And I think, anything past that is incredibly premature. And I want to focus on this opportunity right here, right now, getting this team ready to go to Arizona, playing our best football game that we've played to date. And then we'll get to next week after that, and we'll deal with it as it comes.
Have you given much thought to defense, the Broncos defense, as far as ideas, things you'd like to tweak, or how they perform? Taking a look at how they perform this year.
The defense?
Yes.
I mean, certainly we, as a staff, we spend a lot of time looking at practice offensively and defensively. We did that with Josh, and it's something that was beneficial to me as a coach, because you get to sit in and listen to the adjustments that the defense is talking about and what they do. But Wink's going to handle that. I have complete confidence in Wink. I think Wink is an outstanding football coach, and he's going to do a great job with those guys. My role with Wink is going to be there to support him, listen to him. If he asks for suggestions on situations, we'll input that. But we'll have already probably discussed a lot of those ahead of time and know what the situations are going in. And I just want him to coach, get his those guys on the defensive side of the ball to coach. I mean, Ed Donatell's got a ton of experience in this league. He's done a great job. Wayne Nunley's certainly an experienced football coach. And we got Roman Pfeiffer and Craig Aukerman and Jay Rogers over there. So we're going to – we got great football coaches there. I'm going to let them coach.
Eric, what are you doing just, like, to prepare for game day management issues?
What am I doing? Well, you know, over the years – I've kept a list of different situations that come up. From every head coach I've ever been around, they all have situations that we practice and go through in preparation on whether it's on Saturday morning or a situation from camp. I've got a lot of those lists and things. I'm going to run down through those as many as you can. There's no way you can anticipate every possible situation that's going to come up. But what we want to do is be as proactive as we can and have a plan for what we think we can control. And then the rest of them will rely on our football knowledge and our players to execute in that particular situation.
Of those previous coaches you talked about, have any reached out to you that you've worked with before, head coaches, former coaches? Will you reach out to them, not obviously for specifics, but for some big picture ideas, or simply just to say congratulations, you're an NFL head coach?
It's been amazing the last few days, the number of people that have contacted me, that have sent messages, whether text messages or emails or phone calls, or that have contacted me through my parents, my wife, all those things that sent congratulations, support, good luck, you know, we want the best for you. And a bunch of those have been coaches. I talked to Jim Fossil this morning. I talked to Dick Tomey last night, who gave me my first opportunity to start in coaching, and had a fantastic conversation with him, to go back and visit with him was great. So I've received tremendous support from everybody. I've reached out to a number of people. As I told you yesterday, I haven't had a lot of time to have many social thoughts. Pretty much everything I'm focused on is what we need to do with this football team today, practice, preparation, and getting ready for Arizona.
How many messages do you think you got told?
I have no idea. It's a bunch. More than I've had in a long time. I mean, I feel kind of popular right now.
Triple digits?
I'd say it's a couple hundred probably between all the different methods of contacting an individual now that there are.
Do we have any more people at the game, family, friends?
No, I think at the game I'm going to be worried about just getting myself there and staying focused in what I need to do at the game. Everything else, I think that's where I'm going to kind of focus everything this week, and we'll take it week by week from there.
I'm interested in the perspective of a guy who's been a running backs coach in this subject. Is running the football less important in the NFL than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago?
I don't think it ever is. I think, you know, I think the running game is critical to the offense. I just believe that probably because I am a running back coach, and that keeps guys in my room happier when you are a running back coach, when you're handing it to them. But I think you got to do both. I think you have to be a complementary football team. I think you got to be able to run and throw it. And I think, you know, the play action passes come off of the run, which is a way you can get big plays down the field and make safeties run up on the ball. I think you have to be able to run the football. I think if you want to be a physical football team, it's a physical game. It's a physical game, and the most physical part of the game is the running game.
Is this team built to do that? I think down the stretch, his last 4 weeks of the season, with the line you've got right now, with the backs you've got right now, the scheme, all of those sorts of things.
We're going to do whatever we can to win football games. If that's running the ball, we're going to run the ball. If we need to throw it, we're going to throw it. We're going to do whatever puts our team in the best position to win a football game.
You've seen Sean more than any the rest of us all season. How has he gotten to this point where it is right now? Is he health? Is it knowledge of the playbook? How different is he maybe now than he was when he played his first game back in September after that hamstring?
Well, I think certainly time has gotten him healthier. I mean, I think he's healthy now. But he's always been a smart guy in the classroom and knowing what to do with our system. And I just think the more familiar, I think it's a bit, the more you do anything, the better you get at it. And he's been out there and practiced more. He's played more in games. He's got more game reps. And I think that's been really the difference that's been from the beginning of the season till now.
Did you have to sit down with Ryan Callahan at all and say, this is what I want you to do? Or did he know what you were doing with those guys before?
Callie has helped us, you know, the running backs throughout the year. He comes over during individual periods, so he's kind of heard some of the things I talk about. That's a hard thing because, you know, those are kind of my guys, you know, and I'm kind of territorial about those guys, but he's done a great job, and I help him out where I can. I instill some things. I make comments. We talked about things even this morning of, you know, looking at it this way, look at it this way. But he's an outstanding young football coach, and this is a great opportunity for him, and I'm just trying to support him, and he's doing a great job with him so far.
Have fans noticed anything obviously different this week than what the Broncos have done in the past this season?
It's kind of a broad question. I don't know where to go with that. Will they notice anything different?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, or do you think it'll just be the same offense, the same defense, hopefully we'll do it better? Or you say, you know what, there'll be some things I'm sure they'll surprise people.
Well, we're going to do things that we think give us the best chance to win a football game. What those things are, you know, we're going to keep that to ourselves until Sunday. But we're going to go out. We're going to prepare the best we can. We're going to play as hard as we can and put a great product on the field that's full of effort and intensity and run around and fly around and make, you know, Mr. Bolin and the fans of Denver proud.